We continue our learning of the Nishmas Daf Yom Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov Ben Benichos Eliyahu. We are in Kalim Perek Yudalid Mishnah Ches Mafteach Shel Arkuva. Key Shel Arkuva. Arkuva is a knee of a body. You can take a look at the illustrations in some of the Mishnahs. Baratunur explains Shem is Kapel Ka Arkuva Imashok. Just like the knee has a joint and it bends, so too the top of the key also bends, and then the last piece of the rod has the teeth at the very end. Shasui Kimin Nun Hakufufa Shalon, like a nun that's bent. So two, you have like the first part is like a nun, and then you have the rest of the rod, which has the teeth all the way at the edge. Verov maftechos shel be'eretz Yishmael came in the Arab countries. These are the keys that they used in the days of the Bar Tanura. So such a key shenishbar mitoch arkuvaso at that bend. It broke. So what you have left in your hand is the handle part of the key. The teeth are on the opposite end, which are broken off, and all you have is this is the top section, like the nun section, and that's all. So the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. Tanakama says it's not mekabel tuma. You can't open the lock, a lock door from the outside anymore. You don't have the teeth on you. Rabbi Yehuda mitame. Rabbi Yehuda says it actually is a usable kli from the inside. That which you're holding, that edge, is actually able to open up the lock from the inside. And if that's sufficient, so then if it's able to be used for that purpose, not its primary purpose, nonetheless, it is mekabel tuma. But v'shel gam, this is just a nun key. This is a kimin, just a right angle key. V'shel gam, kimin like an L. Kimin gam yivanis, says the Bar Tanur, like a gamma. She kimin nun hafuch, like a turnover nun. So such a kli, this type of key, shenishbar mitoch gumo, this metal mafteach that is broken now at that joint, then Torah, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that that's Torah, that it's not possible to use that section that's left over, even to open up the lock from the inside. But hayuvo chafin unekavin tamei. But if what remains are teeth or holes, then it is mekabel tuma. What does this mean? So Bar Tanur explains, kishenish b'mitoch gumo, at that angle, it broke. But nonetheless, nishtairu bo chafin unekavim, either you had teeth that remained or holes that remained. Chafin hem hashinayim, as we said, of the teeth, nekavim shenichnasim b'hem shinei hamanol. You see, if the lock has teeth, so then the holes of this key that remain, although there's not much left, now you don't have the handle, nonetheless, if teeth remain or holes remain, then it's mekabel tuma. Why? She'pa'amim yesh b'mafteach shinayim v'heinichnasim b'nikveh hamanol poschim, because the mafteach sometimes has its own teeth, and they're inserted into the little holes in the lock, and that's how you open it. Upamim, and sometimes it's the reverse. Yesh nekavim b'mafteach. It's the key that has holes. Umachnis osam nekavim b'shinei hamanol uposeach. And it's the lock that has teeth, and you're able to put that in. So if those remain, you have the teeth or the holes, and it's able to be slid in to be used as a key to open up the lock, so then it's tamei. Nitlu chafin tamei mivnei nekavim. Mishnah explains what this means, exactly what we said, which means if you're going to tell me that what the chafin are removed, it doesn't have teeth anymore, it's still tameh because of the nekavim, because the key can be used for locks that have teeth, which require only holes from the key. And it's not nekavim. Let's say the holes were filled in and you couldn't use that on for a lock that had teeth coming in because there's no way for them to be inserted. Tamim b'nei chafin. Nonetheless, the key is still usable because of the teeth that remain that can be used for locks that need teeth, that only have holes. Nitzlu chafin, v'statlu kavin. But if on this rod that you have left of this key, but you'll tell me that the teeth are gone, and the holes were filled in, osha partsu zelisol zeh, or let's say the teeth of the holes, they spread into each other, which means let's say the teeth are bending towards one another, the holes are too wide, so now they can't be used for a lock. They're not going to fit into the typical size that you need, so then Torah, then it's not mekabel tuma. And a similar idea, the misanenes shel chardal. This is a mustard strainer to get rid of the chaff. This way to use the part of the mustard seed that we would like. And it's a strainer. So shenifitzu bashlosha nekavim lamata on zelisolch zeh. What happened? You have three holes at the bottom of this strainer that broke one into the other. So now you have one large hole. So that doesn't help you. You want to strain, you want little holes. That would be like taking a salt shaker and taking off the cap and pouring salt. That's not very helpful. The idea is you want a little bit at a time. So it's not going to strain well if all these broke, the little holes now broke and made one hole and spread into one another, so that it's tahora. And then v'hafar ches, the Mishnah concludes, the afar ches called the hopper. This is a funnel used for grain. And it's put into the wide top section, and then it comes out from the narrow section into the mill. V'hafar ches shel matchos, also made, if it's made out of metal, tumea, it can be mekabel tuma. We mention this just because we're speaking about straining, but the point of this is just to tell you that although it is made out of metal, and it didn't break, so what is the chiddush that it's tumea? So Bar Tanura says, kli shel rechayim rachav milamala umeitza v'holach l'mata, gets narrow as you go down, and it comes out of the mill a little bit at a time. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that this is its own independent kli, although it's used as part of the mill. It's not what we call a kli with the shem levi and accompanying name. It has its own identity, and therefore it is mikabel tuma. Perek tezvav, Mishnah Aleph. Clay eitz, clay or, clay etzem, clay zuchuchis, pshutem, tahorin, umukablayan, tamam. We should know this rule already, and that is that if you have wooden kalim, leather kalim, kalim made out of bone, out of glass, when they're flat, they're not mekabel tuma, but when they have a receptacle, mekablayan, they are mekabel tuma. Nishbaru, they become broken, taheru, they become tahor. So, in contrast, of course, to metal kelim that we're discussing for several prokim, where we say, number one, pshuteim, when metal kelim are flat, they are mekabel tuma. That's why you can't use even flat tzchach that's made out of metal. And number two is that we had the gzera derabbanan that when metal kelim break and you now put them back together again, the tuma returns. Remember the gzera derabbanan. So that does not apply to any of the kelim that we just listed in the Mishnah, not to clay or, not clay etz, not clay etzem, etc. Chazra va'asa bahem mehen kelim mekablin tuma mikano v'haba. If they became broken, that tahor, and if I make a new kli out of them, they don't retain their original tuma, but mikano v'haba. From here on in, of course, they become susceptible to tuma because they have a clay kibble. They're now considered a usable kli. They will become potentially tame as we go forward. But no tumah from the past will return. Hashida, vahateva, vahamigda, we'll discuss some of these things, a variety of kalim. Shida is a large wooden chest. A teva is also a wooden box, but that used by a money changer. Vahamigda is a wooden cabinet. Kaveres is a beehive. Here we're speaking about a straw basket, the kaveres akadim, a large reed basket. Ubor svina, Alexandrius is a water tank. Alexandrian Sfina. So says the Bar Tanur what this is. Sfina Gedola, Sheporshin Ba Liyama Gadol. It's a large boat, Sfina Alexandris, Alexander type of boat, the very large boat that you would go out to the oceans, go out to the Mediterranean Sea. Kruya Sfina Alexandris, Lefisha Ain. Persian Bayame Eretz Yisrael Alexandria Elabisfina Gadola. You want to go from Eretz Yisrael to Alexandria in Egypt, you need a big boat. So that's why it was called the Sfina Alexandris. Because the waters in the sea are salty and you can't drink them. It's a long trip. Osin Bisfinos Gadolos Kein Bor Shalates, a very large wooden pit. Umimalin Oso Mayim Misukim. You fill it in before you go on your journey. You fill it up with sweet water that you can drink, Harin Lishasia. So these are all of these very large items we just listed: the Shida, the Teva, the Migdal, Kaveres, Kash, Kaveres Hakanim. Says the Mishnah, Sheishlem Shulayim, if they have a flat bottom, they have a bottom, which means they can sit on the ground. The Hein Machzikin Arbaim Sabalach, and able to hold 40 saw of liquid. This should now sound familiar to us. Shehem Korayim Beavish, which is the equivalent, 40 saw of liquid is equivalent to two core of solids, of dry goods, which would be, a core is 30 sa, so that would be 60 sa. Hare elu torim. All of these kalim that we mentioned, wood, it could be wood or leather or bone, whatever we have in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says they're not mekabel tuma. They're only mekabel tuma when they are able to be moved when they're full. Remember the gzeru we said, remember the pasuk we said many times. The pasuk mentions in Parashat Shmini has the whole list of the different types of kelim that are susceptible to tuma, beged or osak. A sock is goat's hair, sack. That's the sackcloth, and everything has to be like a sock. Just like a sock is metaltel malei verekan, it can be moved not only when it's empty, but when it's full. So too, in order to be mekabel tuma, wood or etzem or whatever, it has to be something that can be moved even when it's full, or typically moved when it's full. And since these are things that normally when you fill them up with water or items from the house or anything else you put, or money in the teva, those things stay where they are. They have a bottom, they're very large, they hold 40 sa, or they hold 40 sa balach of liquid, which is 60 sa of yavesh, of solid. So they're not metaltil when they're malay, and therefore they're not mekabel tuma. Ushor kala kalim. But other wooden kalim, besides the six that we had on this list, bein mekablin, bein ena mekablin, whether they hold 40 saw of liquid or not, tmeim the mekabel tuma, divir Rabbi Meir. Now, why did Rabbi Meir say that? Well, it sounds like that even if they can be mekabel 40 saw, they're mekabel tuma. So the point is Rabbi Meir believes that these, the kalim we mentioned specifically, are kalim that were made and designed to sit where they are, to hold a large amount of liquid or solid, and you leave it where they are. It's a closet, it's a big chest. That's the way it just sits there. So then that's not mekabel tuma. But if you could have a kli that holds 40 sa, holds a lot, and the goal is that you move them. They have handles, you have attach a rope, whatever it is. This is made to schlep from one place to the other. So even if it holds a lot, says Rabbi Meir, it will be mekabel tuma. So Rabbi Meir gave us a list of the exceptions to the rule. These are the ones that we say that are not mekabel tuma, or maybe whatever the rule is. The rule is a 40 saw belach that holds that. These are kalim that are asui lenachas, they're made to rest, to stay where they are, to be stationary. So those are the lists. But anything else, even though it holds maybe a large kli and holds a lot, if it's something that usually is movable and designed to be carried or moved, so then it is mekabel tuma. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he has a list. Interestingly, he has the opposite list. What Rabbi Yehuda is going to do is going to give you the list of the items that in fact are asui, are made to be metaltel, to move them around. And then he's going to say, and all the other kalim are going to be tahor because they're stationary. So the question is, so there's a middle ground where Rabbi Yehuda will say, okay, all the other kalim are going to be mekabel tuma, other than the ones that I'm listing. No, rather, according to that was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir gave you a list of the ones that are not mekabel tuma, and all the others are mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda is going to give you a list of the ones that are mekabel tuma, and all the rest are not mekabel tuma. So let's take a look. So Rabbi Domer, Dardur Agala. This is Agala is a wagon. So this is a large wooden barrel that's put on a wagon that holds water. Vikustos Hamalachim. These are chests that put on for the on the coach for the kings. Va'arevas ha'abdanim. This is an areva is a trough. An abdon is a tanner. So this is also used, this is for soaking all the hides. Ubor sfina ktana. This is also made out of wood. It's water to put on a small ship. V'ha'aron, and which is a coffin. It's a large wooden coffin. So these are, think about that. Think about a coffin. Think about a smaller bore of mayim that's movable for that's used for a smaller ship. The tanner's trough. So these may be large. Obviously it could be very large, but nonetheless, a coffin is made to move. Afal pishim mekablim. Even though each of those can hold 40 sa'ah of liquid. Tmeim nemekabel tumah. Anyway, she'enan asuyin litaltel ele b'mashem v'sochan. It goes, the goal here is not just to move them when they're empty, is to move them around when they're full. They don't stay stationary when they're full. You actually move them around. That's what they're designed for. Ushar kala kelim, but offers regarding other kelim. So the rule is hamekablim tahorim, if normally they hold 40 saw. So we assume that they're stationary, they're going to stay where they are. Not there, we don't move them, and therefore the tahorim hamekabel tumah, v'shen mekablim tumah, v'shen mekablim. To me, but if they can't hold 40 so they're smaller than that, so then of course they're made to move and they are and they're mekabel tuma. So now the Mishnah says, okay, there has to be a middle ground. Where, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? So the Mishnah tells you, ein bein didi Rabbi Meir le radivi Rabbi Yehuda ela arevas bal habayis. The kneading trough of a bal habayis, of a homeowner, that's able to hold 40 saw. So Rabbi Meir didn't include this trough on his list. He had a list of the kelim that are not mekabel tumah. See, he was the one who was more strict. Why? He gave you a list of kelim, of six kelim. These are not mekabel tumah. Everything else is mekabel tumah. What's everything else? Right over here. The arevas bal habayis. That is going to be mekabel tumah. That's not on the list. That is moved around. Rabbi Yehuda, who only gave you the list of things that are not mekabel tumah. So Rabbi Yehuda, no, again, Rabbi Yehuda gave you the list of only things that are mekabel tumah. So that means everything else is not mekabel tumah. What's everything else? This very kli, the arevas bal habayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, argues in this case, and will say, no, this is something that is going to be on the list of things that are not mekabel tumah as well. Since this was not on his list, his small list of kelim that are mekabel tumah, so Rabbi Yehuda hold, in this case, this arevas bal habayis is not mekabel tumah.